Welcome back to another episode of Inside Rock. This episode, we're going to be talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we're going to call it, Does Cleveland Still Rock?
Does it still rock?
I don't know. It's questionable.
Yeah, there's been a lot of controversy around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the last few years.
Yeah, it has been. Actually, this is our season two, episode 15. So this is our season ending.
Season finale for, season two.
Season two. And it's kind of fitting because our very first episode in season one was Cleveland Rocks, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was on the 2020 inductions.
That's right.
And so, this one's on the 2021.
Yeah, so the ceremony was in October, so it was just last week.
October 30th.
Yeah, so timing's actually pretty good to do a little recap. And, you know, if you haven't heard the first episode, Cleveland Rocks, the first one we did on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you might want to listen to that one. We talked a lot about snubs and who's been overlooked and that kind of thing. So we're going to still mention some that still aren't in. But to hear a full list, go back and listen to that episode.
And if I remember right, that was a popular podcast for us.
Well, it was our very first one, too.
Yeah, a lot of people tuned into that one.
And we just went downhill from there.
But we still had that one guy.
Yeah, I know. He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good. You know, there was, like I said, there's been controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I just refreshed my memory on the Steve Miller rant that he did in the press room.
2016.
Yeah, when he was inducted, he went to town on the Hall of Fame and in the press room after. More or less around, well, he just said they're not organized, they're not professional, they don't treat the performers and the artists with respect. And he said, what's with this ticket situation? He says, I wasn't being inducted. I was offered two tickets, one for me and one for my wife. He said, dude, we're performing. What about my band and their wives? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they're $10,000 each. $10,000 a ticket for a guy who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Can you say an unplugged session with a guitar by himself up on the
what
stage?
What the hell? Now, I mean, the thing is, they're charging the $10,000 because of the people who are performing and showing up. So they're using him to get that $10,000 and charging him $10,000. What is with that? I don't blame him for being pissed off.
No, me neither. Actually, you know, there's been, he actually said on that, what you're talking about, he said it was very close to nobody showing up.
Yeah.
Like the performers were all agreeing, like, this is bullshit. You know, let's just not go.
Does it change now then?
Not much has changed. Still same old stuff.
So. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's why we asked the question, does Cleveland still rock? There's a lot of controversy around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and how they handle things.
And look at just getting back to Steve Miller a bit, the year that he was inducted, listen to the rest of the group that was inducted with him that year. Cheap Trick, which is one of my favorites.
Yep.
Chicago.
Wow.
Deep Purple, Steve Miller, and NWA. There it is. They got to get them in there.
Wow, that was
who's them?
NWA.
What's that?
You don't even know who they are. See, that's my point.
Not
right?
a clue.
See, that's,
no, I'm serious.
But that's kind of my point. You know?
Well, there's been a lot of controversy around who they're letting in, too. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has gone beyond rock and roll. Well, I might as well get into it now.
Mm-hmm.
They've included rap and hip-hop now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, not taking anything away from that genre of music. I'm not a fan of that music.
Yeah, me neither. No,
but I'm sure, they have a following and they have talent and, you know, that's fine. But are they appropriate for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I think not.
Maybe they better think about changing the name to Music Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, then it opens up to everything.
Well, what's not included so far?
Here's the problem with doing that is that there's so many different genres of music that a lot of good performers are going to be overlooked, like a lot of them already have been, because there's no room, because they're including all these other genres of music. Even Country Music Hall of Fame has their own.
Right.
They have their own Hall of Fame.
Right.
That's fine. Good. Yeah. It's country music.
Create a hip-hop rap Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
you know, whatever. Just go do it. You know, do your own thing.
Even jazz, blues, they should have their own Hall of Fame. Have a different Hall of Fame for each genre of music.
Yeah, when I heard, well, you know what I said when I heard that Jay-Z was inducted.
Who's that? I'm just joking.
Hey, sure.
I got you in trouble on Facebook one time doing that.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. The hell is that? Never heard of him. Dumbass.
That didn't go over well.
Whatever.
I mean, he's got a following. He's got his own genre, and he's a pioneer in that area.
Sure.
But the fact that Jay-Z is in and Styx isn't.
Oh, Styx.
Come on.
How about Pat Benatar. How about Warren Zevon?
And Jay-Z is in there? And again, not taking anything away from Jay-Z and his craft in his own genre, but I just don't think it should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He's on a rant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of.
Hey, by the way, did you see Jay-Z's acceptance speech?
I did.
I nodded off, dude. He was rambling on for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. 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 Well, we said that, you know, everybody said that hip hop was going to be a fad. And here we are now. And okay, great. So you got a great following. Even Dave Chappelle, who introduced him, he said, you know, whether you like it or not, you know, he's in the Rock and Hall of Fame, but he's always going to be our hip-hop guy. Yeah, that's right, Dave. That's right, Dave Chappelle. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take him over to hip-hop, open up your own Hall of Fame, and get the fuck out of this Hall of Fame.
Damn,
he's on fire.
Well, what the hell? It's just
somebody throw some water on him.
It just dilutes the whole thing. I mean, there are too many genres of music.
Okay, so let's take a look at the nominees for 2021 and who didn't get in this year. Okay, we see. Well, first of all, let's tell you who did get in. All right.
L Cool J, baby.
Well, he's under the Music Excellence Award. Yeah,
let's talk about performers. Yeah. That's a separate award.
Yeah. He's in not as a performer.
Yeah, Billy Preston got in too, but not as a performer.
Yeah.
What did he get in as?
Well, there's three categories: performer, early influence, and musical excellence.
That's right.
Let's talk about the performers first.
So the inductees this year were Tina Turner.
Good for her.
Yeah, and that's actually two for her now. She was
Ike and Tina.
Yeah, so she's in twice. So there's now three women that have been inducted twice. Stevie Nicks, you mentioned on the podcast. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Stevie Nicks is in twice. So Tina Turner's now in twice.
And then our next one,
Carole King, is in twice as a songwriter.
That woman is a songwriting machine.
Oh yeah, Carole King performed at the ceremony. She's 81.
She looked great too, you know.
Yeah, she was in. She was inducted by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
See, Taylor Swift gave a nice speech,
and Jennifer Hudson sang a song in tribute to Carole King as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer Hudson or Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Hudson.
I missed that.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, cool.
I couldn't.
Lopez was there too, but anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to that.
To what?
She wails too much. It goes up and now she's all over the place.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson?
I know. She's a very talented woman. She's got pipes, man.
I know.
She does. She's got pipes. But I just didn't, I just don't, when singing is too, all over the place.
You didn't like Dreamgirls?
It's called Runs, buddy. It's called Runs.
Yeah, well.
You gave me the runs. Hey, listen, she played Aretha in the movie Aretha Franklin, right? So,
yeah, no, Jennifer Hudson is
There's no question. I'm with you, though. The runs, like, you know, sing the damn song.
It's not pleasing to the ear.
Anyway, a lot of people will disagree with this, so let's move on.
So anyway, Carole King. How old
sing more like Willie Nelson.
Carole King is 81. She's 81. And she performed. She sang You've Got a Friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The Go-Go's were inducted.
Did you see the interview with them on the red carpet?
Yeah.
Could there be any more Botox amongst that group?
No kidding, right?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And it really didn't help much.
And that one
the Gone Gons.
The Gone Gons.
Oh, that's nasty.
The Go-Go's and the Gone Gons. Well, the one had this skirt on that stuck out 4 feet on each side, and
social distancing skirt.
Social distancing.
It worked. Just walk around. Everybody's got to make room for you.
Oh man.
Well, okay. If we're gonna start bashing, one had heels that were a good 6 inches tall too. She must be a really short girl.
Well, she's only 3'3", so I mean.
Okay, this is a bashing session.
Yeah. Well, that's who Randy Newman wrote the song about.
short people.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So yeah, so there was
the Go-Go's. The Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters is the Gizwood's. The Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters. Yeah. Dave Grohl. Love Dave Grohl.
Yeah, he was great. That was great, his performance there.
He's a genuine guy. Have you seen him in concert? He's just a genuine guy. He
interacts a lot with the crowd.
I
was watching a concert, some concert footage where he brought a kid on stage.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
He does that more than once. He's done it more than once.
The kid comes up, and they're coming out to do their encore, and they're going to do three songs. So he calls his kid up. The kid was only about, what, 12 years old?
He was a drummer, wasn't he?
No, a guitar player.
Guitar player.
Oh, this was another kid then.
Okay. He's done it more than once.
Yeah, you know, this kid's a guitar player. Yeah. So he goes, well, what do you know? Well, I know Metallica. So he looked, you guys know Metallica? Yeah. So the kid starts playing Enter Sandman on the guitar, and he's on stage rocking with the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
Isn't that great?
I know. He does a great job.
Yeah, that's a cool video. Yeah, put a link to that in our show notes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
So the Foo Fighters, and then Todd Rundgren. I'm a big fan. I love Todd Rundgren's stuff.
You know, a lot of people don't know some of the background.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's one of the producers on a key number of
Bad
albums.
Out of Hell.
He produced that one. Yeah, exactly.
Todd Rundgren's great.
He's been all over the place.
We could do a whole show on people that actually produce and write songs like Beat. You don't realize these major albums and the people behind them.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Todd Rundgren, I don't believe he was there.
No, I don't think so.
And Jay-Z. There it is. There's your favorite. So that's who got in. Do you want to hear who was nominated, who didn't make it?
All right, well, that's just a performance category.
That's just performance.
So you're going to talk about the performers that were nominated?
Here's the performers that were nominated that were overlooked this year.
That didn't get in.
This past year. So Mary J. Blige.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Bush,
mm-hmm.
Devo again.
Wow,
are we not men? We are Devo. Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know, right? Shaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Fela Kuti.
Yeah. Okay. Move on.
New York Dolls. I think the New York Dolls should be in. They're pretty cool. Rage Against the Machine.
Wow, this is not their first time being nominated.
No. And Dionne Warwick.
Mm.
So those were the nominees. So, you know, you could only get so many in. And they said this was the most diversified year yet. So
don't even talk to me about that. Let's move on. I'll get all upset.
Yeah. And you remember... And you remember we brought it up in our other show, but to qualify for the Hall of Fame, you have to have made a commercial recording 25 years before your nomination.
Right.
That's the qualifying.
Yeah, 25 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So
seven out of the 16 nominees were on the ballot for the first time, including the Foo Fighters. So the Foo Fighters, it was their first nomination and they got in.
Wow.
You know, they didn't have to wait 27 years like Warren Zevon, and he's still not in.
And too bad he's passed away. He'll never.
Well, who was the one that was nominated or has been waiting 41?
Johnny Coltrane's
Johnny Coltrane.
That's 41 years, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Now, Johnny Coltrane, is that rock and roll?
It's blues.
Yeah, I know. So, anyway. Not rock and roll. I mean, look at the Stones. Their roots are blues.
Exactly.
Zeppelin is blues.
I was just going to say that blues are the roots of a lot of rock and roll bands. So that's a tough one. But I just think the genres are getting way too diversified. And how are you going to let a certain number of people in every year? There's going to be people who never get in just because of the diversity of the genres.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here, let's go on to the Early Influencers Award. Then we'll go back and maybe talk about some of the other ones.
So. Well, the inductees this year for Early Influence Award were Kraftwerk.
It's a German band, right?
Oh, yeah. Audubon.
Audubon.
Yeah, they're great.
Yep.
Charlie Patton.
Good old Chuck.
And Gil Scott-Heron.
All right. Early Influence.
Yeah. Now, the Musical Excellence Award. This is actually pretty cool. Cha mentioned one already, LL Cool J.
Yep.
Billy Preston, huge fan.
I love Billy Preston.
They call him the fifth Beatle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing from nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. I love his instrumentals too, you know.
Very talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they call him a Beatle? Fifth Beatle?
Because he worked with them quite a bit in the studio. I mean, he He played on Get Back. He did a lot of stuff with the Beatles.
A lot of studio work. And the Beatles even said if we were going to add another Beatle, it'd be him.
Yeah, Billy Preston.
Okay. I knew all that. I was just for the listeners, right? More information.
Yeah.
Maybe the one guy forgot.
Yeah.
Here's a posthumous award is Randy Rhoads for Randy musical Rhodes. Excellence. Everybody knows Randy Rhoads, the guitarist from the Blizzard of Oz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Avant.
That's the Ahmet Ertegun Award.
Yes, that's right. That's that's still a musical excellence category, but
Actually, did you see the Randy Rhoads tribute?
No, I didn't, not yet.
Yeah, it had Ozzy on it, and they had a few people talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, he's if you know him, he's sick on the guitar. He's like one of the best. He's crazy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Crazy train, baby.
Yeah.
Now, when did he pass away? He was quite
25 years old.
He was 25.
Yeah. He died in a plane crash.
Oh, jeez.
They were buzzing the tour bus.
Oh, that's remember? That one.
The pilot was zooming. He was going to buzz the tour bus, and he clipped a tree and.
Pilot error, buddy. There you go again.
Told you, pilot error. Yep.
Yeah. That's a bummer. We covered that in Gone Too Soon. I think we covered.
Yeah,
that
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. That episode. That.
So that's the lineup for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, there's still a bunch of people. Like we already mentioned, some Pat Benatar sticks. Come on, how can Pat Benatar not be in or even nominated again?
Well, because again, there's only so much room, and they have to allow for the diversity. So somebody has to sit out and allow someone to come in.
Yeah, see,
that's just the way it is.
You mentioned that word again. It's going to really piss me off.
Well, buddy, you know what? You better get used to it.
It's based on merit. It's based on who deserves
it. Nothing's based on merit anymore, dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're going to get me all pissed off. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so... Who are we going to talk about first?
Well, let's talk about Jay-Z. actually, did you see who announced him?
Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle. Did you see how Chappelle started? Yeah, I'd like to apologize. Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. about the Netflix thing. I watched his Netflix special.
Yeah.
It was good.
Like the stand-up comedian special?
Yeah.
Dude, I have to admit, he's freaking hilarious.
He was good.
He is hilarious.
And he qualified everything, saying that the story he told about the trans person that he befriended in San Francisco, that was a great story.
Yeah.
Great story. If you haven't watched his special, you got to watch his special on Netflix. It's called The Closer.
There you go, David. Little plug. Like I know you need it from us, so we'll give you a little plug.
I have a lot of respect for Dave Chappelle. He tells it like it is, but he does it in a respectful way. I don't know why they were all upset about it. Anyway, there you go. Anyway, so Drew Barrymore, did you see her introduction of the Go-Go's?
Yeah.
No, I missed it. Why?
The Beauty and the Beat album.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great name for a record?
Beauty and the Beat, yeah.
Isn't that great?
On the cover, they're all in towels with their hair toweled up and face cream all over, all the members. That's the cover of the album.
And cucumbers on their eyes, don't they?
I don't know if they were cucumbers. Anyway, whatever.
I think I remember cucumbers. I mean, I'm probably wrong.
Well, they weren't in their eyes.
Yeah, easy.
What the hell?
So anyway, moving on. Drew Barrymore... on stage, just as she's announcing them, she's dressing up in a towel and puts a towel on her head and puts face cream on and then introduces the Go-Go's in that getup. I thought that was good.
Pretty cool. And there's no cucumbers, by the way. Just check the album cover.
Yeah, I didn't think
there was.
There's
no cucumbers.
There's no cucumbers.
Drew Barrymore, she's actually kind of cool.
When she was doing it the first time, the towel fell off her head. And she put it back on. And that's what I like doing movies. There's always a take two.
But when Drew Barrymore was on, was it David Letterman, and she showed him her Hooters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She took her top off.
Well, she stood up on the desk.
Yeah. That was for his birthday.
Yeah.
His birthday.
It had her back to the camera, but it flashed him.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. She's great.
Yeah. Okay. So, that was, the Go-Go's. We've already talked a little bit about the Go-Go's.
They performed. Did you hear it?
Yeah. I only saw some stuff on YouTube, but it was through some... buddy's phone.
Yeah, I don't know why the quality was shit. They're gonna. I guess you have to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website to watch the.
But well, you have to pay $10,000 to see it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad. That's right. Never mind. We'll look at it through somebody's phone.
Yeah. No, it's just bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Go-Go's. Now, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. That was great. I like Paul McCartney seemed a little starstruck with the Foo Fighters, I think. And that's Paul McCartney. He's a freaking Beatle, man.
I doubt that, dude. He doesn't get starstruck by anything.
Well, he talked about, he said, my band broke up, as you know. Dave had the same thing under, tragic circumstances in Nirvana.
Yeah.
And then he says, we said to ourselves, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And we were faced with the opportunity, and obviously McCartney went on with the Wings, and Grohl went on with the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters.
Yeah, both of them are doing just okay.
Yeah, I think they're doing just fine.
I like what Dave Grohl said, too, before he said, I never took a music lesson, he goes, because I had Beatle albums.
Yeah.
That's all he needed, right? Yeah, he's a big Beatle fan. So yeah,
they were, sounds like a shot, really.
Why?
Why? Well, you don't need music lessons to play Beatle music.
Well, I don't know. I didn't take it that way.
No, I didn't take it that way.
Well, I did.
Apparently.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Todd Rundgren. We haven't really talked a lot about him. Yeah, he didn't even show up, did he?
No. No, and everyone knew he wasn't going to show up. He announced it on TMZ, did an interview, and he doesn't even think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should even exist in his words. In his words.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, he was eligible, 50 years ago he was eligible.
Well, in 2019, he was nominated for the first time.
Yeah.
They made him wait a quarter century. So he was eligible, 25 years, and then had to wait another 25 years. So it was 50 years, right?
Wait a minute. How old is he?
Well, he's 73. That can't be right.
Well, that could be right.
So he's 23. Right. 23.
No, that's right. 23 when he first recorded his...
Yeah, that makes sense.
23, okay.
That makes sense. But his issue was, on a fan poll, he ranked number 3 that year in popularity and who the fans wanted to see in the hall that year.
This is 2019.
2019. So he was number 3. So when it was all said and done and the inductees were announced, he didn't even place. So
it shows how much influence the fans have.
He said, first of all, you make me wait a quarter century and then you burn me, you know? And now it's 3 years later, well, two years later, he got in and he should be. The guy's got quite a resume. He's a super producer and he's a great performer, but what he's done for music's unreal. So they make him wait that long. And so he said, you know what? I'm not going. He goes, I'm not going to waste my time. I don't believe it. He goes, I got a lot more to offer at 73. He says, he feels like the hall is like a end of, I don't know. It's almost like a final thing.
Well, he compared it to sports. He said, there's halls of fame for sports. I get it. People's careers are over. You can compare their stats.
Yeah, that's right.
But you can't do that for musicians.
Yeah. I think he was just pissed.
He was pissed.
Yeah, and I don't blame him, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. And if Warren Zevon was alive, I'm going to keep talking about him because I love Warren Zevon. But he probably, if he was alive today, he'd probably say the same thing. Screw it. Doesn't mean anything now.
Yeah.
You finally let me in. Whatever,
but
they shouldn't make them wait that long.
They have a body of work that's going to outlive them. That's what counts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People still listen to their music and remember who they were, whether in the Hall of Fame or not. I mean, you can name some people and say, are they in the Hall of Fame? Most people don't know.
Yeah.
They don't even know if they're in the Hall of Fame or not.
Yeah. Well, some diehards might, but for the most part, you're probably right.
Yeah, but do you know their music? Do you listen to their songs? Do you remember who they are? That's what counts.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm just glad that he's in anyway, because, like I said, he's got quite a resume. We could do probably a whole podcast just on Todd Rundgren. It's ridiculous what he's done.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, now let's... another person who wasn't there was Tina Turner.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, she's living in Switzerland, and she's been in kind of poor health. So.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, so she wasn't able to make the trip, but she did write a letter and, you know, saying she's very thrilled to be inducted for her solo performances. And
did they read that letter she wrote back in 85?
No, I think there's... No, not the 85 letter.
No?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know. I didn't see that part.
But she did write a letter.
Very supportive of the Hall of Fame being located in Cleveland.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was very thrilled to be inducted again, second time. And she, they said she, like you said, she's living in Switzerland right now, and her health has not been the best. So, mm-hmm. All the best to Tina. Hopefully, she's okay. But glad to see her in the Rock Hall of Fame for a second time.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe she's listening.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Queeks, did you hear that?
I heard that.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
You never know.
She was first time she was inducted was back in 1991 as part of Ike and Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. that's 20 years apart, right?
Yeah.
30 years apart. Sorry, 30 years apart. Yeah.
So those are the performers.
Mm-hmm.
There's another person we could do a whole show on is Carole King, but
Carole King's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, they made her wait too long as well. I mean, come on.
Well, she was in once already, though.
Well, she got in, what was it, 1979, I think it was, as a songwriter.
Songwriter, yeah, because, yeah, she's amazing, very prolific, and very successful.
Carole King, man.
Yeah.
Again, made her wait too long. Well, good thing she's not dead.
Yeah. Well, her,
no, I'm just saying, she's 81, man.
Her album, Tapestry, was huge.
I got it on vinyl.
Did you?
Yeah, I got two.
Wow.
I got two. And I just picked up another Carole King album a couple weeks ago. Carole King Music, it's called.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good stuff.
Well deserved, though. Glad to see her in there. Yeah, a lot of respect for Carole King. So let's go to the Early Influencers Award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've already mentioned Kraftwerk.
Honest to God, these guys that you just can't get in as performers. What the hell?
Yeah.
They're freaking awesome.
Well, they're in.
Yeah, okay.
As early influencers. I mean, they're in.
You guys sound like two women talking about shoes. You know that?
Honestly.
I fail to see the comparison.
Just keep talking.
Okay. So what do you got about Kraftwerk?
Well, what do you want to know? What do you want to know?
What do you got?
They're German.
Have you heard of them?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, come on, Oat.
No.
Kraftwerk. Audubon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. You guys insane? Okay, I got to leave.
Not on my hit list.
Kraftwerk is a German band.
Yes.
They're formed in Dusseldorf.
Show me your...
In 1969.
Show me your papers.
Listen, they were considered innovators and pioneers of electronic music. I mean, these guys should have been in long ago.
Okay, how'd they beat out Devo?
Even Devo should be in. What are we making Devo wait for? Though?
Yeah, but you know what? Do they have to have more than like one or two songs that people like? Isn't that kind of a prerequisite?
It's not. It's what they've done for music, too. Kraftwerk, like I just told you.
You mean like Golden
Earring? They're pioneers. Pioneers. Yeah. You guys are idiots. Pioneers of electronic music.
Okay.
The only thing I learned from Devo is that flower pots do come in red.
I'm talking about Kraftwerk. You guys are killing me.
They do come in red.
They do.
All right, Kraftwerk. Good for them.
Anyway, they should be in as performers. They're unbelievable.
And you said they're from Germany.
They're from Germany. Dusseldorf, 1969.
You must go. The girl can stay.
Oh, I know what movie that is.
Oh, my God.
What is that? I don't know. Look it up. All right.
You bitch.
Next one, Charlie Patton.
Yeah.
Good old Chuck.
So Charlie Patton was an American Delta blues musician. They considered him to be the father of the Delta blues.
Delta blues?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh.
There's a musicologist named Robert Palmer, and I'm not talking about
not Addicted to Love.
No, not that one, Robert Palmer. But he considered Charlie to be one of the most important American musicians of the 20th century. So he did die, though, unfortunately, in 1934.
Wait a minute, he died in 1934?
He died in 1934.
Oh, I was going to ask if he performed. I guess not.
I guess it's safe to say this is a posthumous award.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good guess.
I'm learning a lot tonight.
So they've estimated his birth year around 1891. Probably. They're not too sure.
Yeah, they didn't keep records back then.
No. So, but anyway, but I guess he was a big influencer. So, you know.
Very early.
Good for Chuck.
It's a whole new definition to early.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of him, and it's all, you know, sepia tone and torn on the edges. They couldn't even find a proper photograph.
Dude, is he white?
No.
No,
he's black.
No.
Well, then why is Charlie Patton looking on Spotify, and there's a white dude on the album?
I don't know.
Well, unless it's a real bad photo. I don't know. I just thought I'd ask.
He was actually considered African-American. Right. But his
considered
because his background is Cherokee, white
and black
and African American.
So my question stands then; it's valid because I'm looking at a picture. It looks like a white guy.
So he's.
But he definitely sounds like a black guy.
He's got
a great voice.
He's got the blues. He's got the rhythm.
Yeah, he's got
man.
The blues going. Yeah. So anyway, so Charlie's in after what 150 years? I mean, how long has it been?
Ain't missed it by that much.
So none of his family can enjoy it. They're all dead.
Everybody's dead. He's got some ancestors, I'm sure. Yeah. But it's been a long time for Charlie.
Anyway,
he's in. Okay.
Yeah, good for Chuck.
And you know what? I found him on Spotify. You believe it?
Well, yeah. There you go.
Well, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I hope if he's on Spotify, that'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Gil Scott Heron.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, he passed away in 2011, but he was popular in the 70s and 80s for his spoken word performances.
He was like American soul and jazz.
Yeah, soul and jazz poet. Yeah, musician, author. But they counted him as an early influencer to some of the genres that are out there. So, good for him. Okay, moving on to Musical Excellence Award.
Yeah.
All right. The first one on the top there is LL Cool J.
I love LL Cool J.
Dude, I like LL Cool J.
Dude, I bought his disc, his CD way back when.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Mama said, knock you out. it was a good CD.
Well, he's been in a lot of movies too, right? Was he in
TV shows?
He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very successful. But again, here's another guy. Who the genre? I mean, does it fit? I think he's in the same category as Jay-Z. I mean, very talented guy. I take nothing away from LL Cool J. No, I like him.
The thing is, they jazz, hip hop. There's enough talent there to warrant having its own, just like country music.
Well, it's huge.
Has its own award show. Soul, jazz, hip hop.
Yeah,
they have way too much talent to be sharing it with rock and roll.
I agree.
Like you can't fit everybody in that. How big is that place in Cleveland? They're gonna need a bigger boat.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah, you know that's the problem. We recognize there's a lot of talent there, so let's get your own thing going.
But I enjoyed going to the Hall of Fame. That was good.
That was fun.
I wish you were there, Chad.
I wish I was there too.
Well, we'll go back.
That was a good trip. That was a good trip.
Yeah, we'll go back.
Yeah. You know what LL Cool J's birth name is?
Bob.
Close. James Todd Smith.
James Todd Smith.
Yeah.
That's not black at all.
No.
James Todd Smith.
James Smith. Yeah. He's released 13 studio albums and 2 greatest hits compilations.
Yeah. He's all over the place. He's got a great personality.
Yeah. Deep Blue Sea, the movie was in, Any Given Sunday, Into Deep, Mindhunter,
Deep Blue
SWAT.
Sea, that's the one where the shark is attacking the underwater thing.
He's a 2-time Grammy Award winner. So you know what? Yeah, he's had quite a career. I like LL. He's all right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, good for him. I'm glad he's in.
Mama said, knock you out. I think that's the song I put in the playlist.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, the next guy, love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Preston.
Oh, come on.
Child, you got to put nothing from nothing.
Space mm-hmm. Race. Put some, I love Space Race, the instrumental. Yeah. Yeah, that's terrific. Yeah.
Billy Preston.
Yeah.
Will it go around in circles?
Oh, that's another good
that's
one.
That's the one I put.
Yeah.
That's another one.
That's a good tune as well.
See, you can find nothing from nothing.
Billy Preston was considered, we talked about this already, the fifth Beatle.
Yeah,
right? There you go.
Very talented guy.
Again, there's another guy. I just grabbed a couple vinyls of his too, by the way. Funny thing.
Mm.
But there's another guy we could do a whole show on. He's got quite a career. Billy Preston.
Hmm.
No, I don't see that song.
You don't see it? Come on, you look a little harder.
Well, you can't believe Ultimate Collection. It's the greatest hits.
What are you looking for?
What's it
nothing
called?
Nothing from Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Nothing from Nothing.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
Wait. I found it on another album.
All right, there you go. Okay, good. Okay, moving on to Randy Rhoads. Well, we've talked about Randy Rhoads already. We talked about him in our other one, Gone Too Soon.
Yeah.
Very talented guitarist, but died very young.
Yeah, it sucked what happened to him.
Yeah, just stupid error.
Well, if you were to watch that segment of the show, the tribute they did, all these like high-end guitarists, like very, you looked high upon these guitarists, and they cannot say enough about this guy or this kid. God, like I said, he died 25.
Yeah.
1982 he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how long ago it was.
I know, even like the Blizzard of Oz and those albums, like that's back there now.
Oh, man, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, and again, just to recount how he died, he was in an airplane, the pilot, I guess they wanted to buzz the tour bus.
Yeah, they were joking around.
And the plane came down, the wing, I guess, clipped a tree, and that was it. They crashed, done.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you don't screw around with that stuff.
No, you don't screw around with aircraft.
No, that's the first thing my instructor told me, you don't screw around with aircraft.
No.
And he says, the other thing he said is, you can take off, but once you take off, you have to land, because it's coming down one way or another.
Well, that's like the one with Dad. The trainer said, what if I get up there and I can't get down? He goes, oh, don't worry, no one's left one up there yet.
That's right.
Exactly. It's coming down.
One way or another.
Yeah, exactly. What was Randy Rhoads like? Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah, Quiet Riot. Yeah, that's Quiet Riot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a man.
Come on, feel the noise. Yeah.
Some of the riffs. Some of the riffs you can watch on YouTube with Randy Rhoads. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. We'll get to the last one, the Ahmet Ertegun Award.
Hold on a second. I just want to correct what we said. I misled you, so I'm just going to correct. I'm just reading it up here. The plane actually clipped the bus.
Oh, clipped the bus.
Clipped the bus and then hit the top of a pine tree, which ultimately brought it down. So
To get him that close to the bus, you got to be insane.
He buzzed the bus twice, and then it was the third time. And Randy Rhoads was actually terrified of flying, but he wanted to go up to get some aerial photos. I think it was for his mother or grandmother. He wanted to get some aerial for his mother. Yeah, he wanted to get some countryside shots from the plane. And that's when the guy was buzzing the bus. And he clipped it on the third attempt. Hit the pine tree and it burst into flames. And Rhoads was killed instantly. Yeah, it was a 1957 Beechcraft Bonanza model plane.
The old Beechcraft model.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go.
Okay, so getting on to the last award. Ahmet Ertegun. First, we should talk about who that is. Who's the award named after?
Well, actually, he was the co-founder and president of Atlantic Records.
Ooh, huge label.
Yeah, it was huge. He's also served as the chairman of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow, and he just died, well, not too long ago. What was 2006?
2006.
Yeah, he was December, 83 years old, yeah.
Yeah, but one of the most significant figures in the modern recording industry is what he's labeled as.
Okay, so they named an award after him.
All right, so this award encompasses those who primarily work behind the scenes in the music industry, including record label executives, songwriters, record producers, disc jockeys, concert promoters, music journalists, and so on.
And this year it went to Clarence Avant.
Well, there you go, Clarence.
Oh, well, it's an obvious choice.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, he is an American music executive, entrepreneur, I can't talk tonight, and film producer. But he also goes by the name of the Black Godfather.
And he's still around at 90 years old.
Really?
Yeah, he's still going. Yeah, so he wins that award for 2021. So anything else we want to say about the 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies?
Well, the word of the night is figure. Right, Queeks?
Oh, yeah, it's figure.
He's criticizing how I said figure.
He actually said figures.
Figures. Yeah. That's what I said. Figures.
We'll let everybody listen to the show, and you can all send in a message.
I want to hear Chad say hallelujah.
No, don't. It will be here all night.
I can't.
Listen, I just want to give you a little update of the snubs thus far.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll finish off.
Not including just this year, but I mean, listen to this. I mean, there's a bunch, but I'll just pick the ones that are more than, say, what, 15, 16 years?
Okay.
Bad Company. 22 years snubbed now. Yep. Have they been nominated? No. Never been nominated.
Wow.
Yep. The B-52s, 18 years eligible. No nominations. Barry White.
Come on.
I mean, come on. 23 years eligible. No nominations. How about Blue Oyster Cult? 24 years eligible. A quarter century almost. No nominations. Brian Eno, 22 years, no nominations. Carly Simon, 25 years, no nominations for Carly Simon. Here's one. This will ruffle your feathers. We talked about this in our last episode. The Carpenters. The freaking Carpenters.
Well, Carpenters. That's ridiculous.
The Carpenters and ABBA dominated the 70s. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've been eligible for 27 years and never been nominated. That's ridiculous. Who's the idiots in charge of this stuff? Cher, 31 years, no nominations. The Commodores, 22 years, no
nominations. Are you kidding? The Commodores?
Yeah, you brought them up on the other episode.
That's what I mean, man. For how many genres there are, for how much talent is in each genre, you just can't throw everything in the club.
Well, then they gotta put more people in each year then.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, 26 years, no nominations. And these are ones that, not just that long, they haven't even been nominated.
Well, even Styx, we've mentioned them before, too.
Well, Styx is huge. I mean, I'm a big Styx fan. Where is Styx? Styx. They're not even on the list. Why are they not even mentioned? I don't understand that. No one cares.
Well,
I don't get that.
You know, I'm not a real big fan of award shows. I mean, I'm on the same page as Todd Rundgren on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
anything that has to be judged by people.
It's all subjective.
It's all corrupt.
Like you said, it's crap. Subjective. It's political. It's it doesn't have to do with the actual merit of the thing being judged.
That's why I watch hockey.
War. Yeah, either score or you don't.
Why can't we be friends? War.
War.
25 years, no nominations. Here's just some of the, I'll just say some that haven't been, that are not in, that'll blow your mind.
Hot Chocolate.
Three Dog Night, Thin Lizzy, Stone Temple Pilots, Steppenwolf, I think I mentioned that already. Sparks, I love Sparks, by the way, I think they're great. Soundgarden, I can keep going on and on. Smashing Pumpkins.
But Jay-Z's in.
The Runaways, Rage, we already said that. Pointer Sisters. The Pixies, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Pat Benatar, we mentioned. Ozzy's not in.
Well, everybody can't be in it.
There's so many good, I'm just looking through this, Motorhead, Motley Crue, The Monkees, Megadeth, MC5. I can keep going on and on. Isn't it crazy? Kool and the Gang, King Crimson, Judas Priest.
Okay, someone's going to have to hit him with
Priest
a bat.
Is in.
No, shut him up.
Priest is in, aren't they? Priest got in.
No, they are not. No,
that's right. They were nominated twice and they didn't get in. That's crazy.
But like I say, not everyone can get in.
Whatever.
Well, they got to narrow down the genres and open up the number of people to get in. And again, I say, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
And on that note, we'll end our episode.
So next October, we'll do 2022 induction and see if anything has changed.
Oh boy, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of our own.
No, I'm just saying, it's been a total bitch fest.
Well, we'll see if any of those lists that Queek just rattled off end up getting in or not.
I'm going to say one more.
Do it.
31 years snubbed without a nomination, the Guess Who.
Wow.
Okay, that's all I'll say about that.
That's, see, now they're drawing a line here, man. What the hell?
No, the line, how about 16 years with for in excess?
Well, they're not in?
They're not in. 16 years, no nominations.
Can I drop this mic on the floor?
That's one of your favorite bands.
I know. Come on, that's bullshit.
I'm telling you.
But, no, you can rest assured, though. You can sleep tonight because Jay-Z is in. All right, listen, let's go to our next segment on rock news, right? We'll do our update on rock news.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right.
Not much is happening, though.
Okay, so rock news. This is the first week of November 2021. One of the things is that Rihanna is doing a reissue of all of her albums, 8 of them, on vinyl. I know, Queeks, you're a huge vinyl fan.
Love vinyl. Are you kidding? It's great. There's something about owning a vinyl record, you know?
Yeah.
It's the best. I don't know. I'm so glad that it's making a comeback, vinyl records.
Yeah, and so it's going to be, there's 8 of them. Her entire discography is going to be released on vinyl. So that's kind of big news.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what else we got?
Well, you know, remember I was telling you about vinyl? I got a book, History of Vinyl. Remember I was telling you this fact?
Yeah.
And we were talking about one of the shows, we were talking about why are albums only 40 to 45 minutes long?
You know? Right.
And I found out.
What is the reason?
Well, the reason is the grooves. See, what varies on the album is the size of the grooves. The record's always the same size,
right?
But if you put too much information on there, then the grooves have to be smaller. And if the grooves are smaller, the quality is going to suffer because the needle, depending on what stylus you're using, it could also, the stylus could actually damage the record because the stylus isn't sitting in the groove like it's supposed to because there's too much information on there.
So that it's kind of interesting. So you can't get more music on a record because it's not big enough.
Right. God.
Yeah, that's it.
Never would have thought of that.
Well, that's why.
Well, other than a CD where you have digital information, you can put a ton of stuff on.
Yeah.
But on a physical vinyl album, 45 minutes is about the limit in order to maintain quality.
Now, see, you bring up an interesting thing. With CDs, they could actually come out with more, like the DVDs or Blu-rays, dual layer.
Yeah.
So they actually read over it the same spot again, but go deeper into the disc. But albums, right, unfortunately, can't do that.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for that little tidbit.
Well, I just thought I'd throw it in there. Here's a little fun fact for you. On November 4th, this day, because this is November 4th, we're recording, 1966, the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations entered the UK chart and went on to be a UK and US number one hit single.
And how long ago was that?
55 years ago.
55.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who's going to be on the new season of Sesame Street?
Big Bird.
Yeah, I think he's been on it for a while.
So. Let's hope so. Billie Eilish.
Yeah, whatever.
I thought you liked Billie Eilish.
No. Whatever.
No?
I'm not a big fan at all.
I thought you were.
No.
I thought you said that in a last past podcast. He was.
No, I did not. I'm pretty sure I did not.
Huh. All
right. She's going to be on Sesame Street.
Yes. I don't know if that's, is that a great choice?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure she's.
Well, she's got green hair. It's colorful. It'll go with this theme, probably. So.
Well, in this photo, she's sitting beside the Count, and she just has blonde hair.
Blonde this time. That's good.
See, the power of Sesame Street. You will not color your hair. You will cut your nails. She looks pretty. She looks normal here.
What do you say normal? What do you mean by that? I didn't even call her that.
I mean, she doesn't look like a freak.
Oh. Okay, thanks for elaborating.
All right. We should just do a news podcast. We're pretty good at the news.
You're terrific. In other news, this asshole. Yeah, you're great.
You remember Gary Ganoos?
Oh, I do.
Remember that?
Yeah,
I do. Gary Ganoos, I don't know. That's all I know. Yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah, Gary Ganoo. He was a real green guy with a blonde hair and like a goat.
He was like a Muppet. Beard.
He was a Muppet. He was on the Great Space Coaster show.
And what was his tagline?
No Ganoos is good Ganoos with Gary Ganoo.
I'm going to have to put a link to the show notes for that.
This guy's hilarious.
Okay, we'll wrap up this episode of Inside Rock called Does Cleveland Still Rock? With Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha,
the Jabber Guys.
Remember to go to our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcasts, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.